Let's review a topic that will be published with more explanations, all the footnotes for the ones people who want them, and at greater length in a future issue. Now, ladies, listen, please. You'll understand why in a moment. And guys, you know any ladies maybe you want to listen to. Really. We've all heard that it's said that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Hey, let's make it Breast Cancer Prevention Month, too. Very significantly cutting breast cancer risk is something all women can do for themselves. And they can, if they do it starting at age 20 or so, they really dramatically cut their risk. And I'm not kidding at all. Now, while it's true that eating broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, bok choy, and other vegetables usually termed cruciferous or brassica, those are the scientific categories, I guess, eating those helps cut breast cancer risk. The most important way to prevent breast cancer is with the mineral iodine in either of its forms. What's this? Either of its forms? Technically, the word iodine actually refers to two iodine molecules stuck together. In chemical terms, I2. Very similar to oxygen, which we've all heard referred to as O2. Two oxygen molecules stuck together. Well, technically the word iodine refers to two iodine molecules stuck together. Now, very closely related to that, but not exactly the same, is iodide. Not iodine, but iodide, which actually means just one of those iodine molecules, and it gets kind of lonely, so it usually pairs up with a sodium or a potassium molecule. These molecules are termed sodium iodide and potassium iodide. Now, both iodine and iodide prevent cancer, no kidding, by enabling a woman's own body to produce more of the anti-carcinogenic estrogen called estriol. If a woman's ovaries are in there working, and they got enough iodine and iodide, in all but rare cases, those ovaries will make considerable estriol, which is anti-carcinogenic. Dr. Henry Lemon, professor and head of gynecologic oncology, I guess that means cancer that happens to women, at the University of Nebraska taught us that if there's more estriol, then the total of two other estrogens, estrone and estradiol, that's more estriol than the total of estrone and estradiol, then breast cancer risk is less. So how do we know that iodine and iodide increase estriol? Well, by hormone tests done at Tahoma Clinic in the 1970s and 1980s. Yes, folks, this does go back a few years. And yes, it is published in a scientific journal. I'll tell you where it got published. Anyway, by hormone tests done at the Tahoma Clinic in the 1970s and 1980s, after we learned from Dr. John A. Myers of Baltimore that fibrocystic breast disease, even in severe cases, the worst cases you've ever seen, was 100% curable with the use of iodine. Did he say 100% curable? Yes, I did. I'll take full responsibility for that. Because since learning this from Dr. Myers, Tahoma Clinic physicians and I have safely and successfully eliminated fibrocystic breast disease in 100% of, I'm not kidding you, hundreds of women treated since the 1970s and 1980s. But back to iodine, iodide, and estriol now. In the 1970s and 1980s, some women were told that fibrocystic breast disease meant higher cancer risk. Since we had learned from Dr. Henry Lemon that when a woman has more estriol than the total of estrone and estradiol, by the way, folks, estriol for short is E3, estrone is E1, and estradiol is E2 for short, if you want to be technically brought up to date there. Anyway, we learned from Dr. Henry Lemon when a woman had more estriol than the total of estrone and estradiol that she had lower cancer risk. I recommended that these women, the ones with fibrocystic breast disease, have their estrogens measured. Unfortunately, many of them had low estriol. But after iodine treatment, their estriol levels were much higher, and higher than the other two estrogens I mentioned. Iodine, and we discovered later, iodide also both protect against breast cancer by increasing estriol levels. But even better, research in Mexico, India, and Germany, three different university centers, have all shown, I am not kidding, why haven't we heard about this? Where's the public health authorities telling us about this, huh? Anyway, researchers in Mexico, India, and Germany have all proven that iodine, but not iodide, and here's where the two of them don't work the same. They both work on fibrocystic breast disease. I'm sorry, they both work on bringing up estriol levels, not fibrocystic breast disease. They bring up the estriol level, protect you against cancer that way, ladies. But iodine, but not iodide, can actually kill many, but not all breast cancer cells. No kidding. These researchers in Mexico, India, and Germany have all proven, that when iodine is present in breast tissue, it combines with certain fat molecules that are naturally present in every woman's breasts to form cancer-killing molecules called iodolactones. You can look it up. The research is all there. In the pioneering research, which was done in Mexico, 4 of 5 types of breast cancer cells were killed naturally by this action of iodine, while normal breast cells, non-cancerous, normal cells present in the breasts, were not harmed. This is all done in a culture dish. Here's the breast cancer cells, 5 types. Here's some fat cells. Here's some other cells that come from normal breasts. And we put the iodine in there, and oh my goodness, 4 of 5 types of breast cancer cells drop dead. Yeah, seriously, they drop dead. I know I'm getting excited. Why hasn't everyone been told about this? Well, that's what this radio program's for. Now, notice it was 4 out of 5. It wasn't 100%, okay? But 80% is pretty darn good, especially when we've not been told to make use of this heretofore, if that's a word. At the Homa Clinic, we recommend that any woman who wants to safely, effectively, and significantly, very significantly, reduce her risk of breast cancer, consider one simple step. Rub in 1 or 2 drops of Lugol's iodine into her breasts. You'll notice it just soaks right in, goes away. That puts the iodine component of Lugol's iodine right where it goes, into breast tissue, so that if any cancer cells start to form, there's a very good chance, remember the Mexican research, 4 out of 5, that the iodine will combine with that fat, and bang, there goes the cancer. No, I'm not kidding. This is not made up. This is from research done in Mexico, India, and Germany. Lugol's iodine, it's called Lugol's iodine, but it also contains iodide, which is important to thyroid function and is also used by the ovaries, along with iodine, to significantly increase estriol production, which, as mentioned, reduces cancer risk. Now, according to Dr. Guy Abraham, former professor of obstetrics and gynecology at UCLA, 2 drops of Lugol's iodine is less than the amount needed to interfere with thyroid or any other body function. However, everyone's different, so please check with your own physician, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, about whether this cancer preventive natural treatment and actually cancer-killing natural treatment, rubbing a drop or 2 of Lugol's iodine into your breasts, just once a day, is okay for you. I know some ladies who keep the drop bottle of Lugol's right next to toothpaste, so they won't forget. Brush my teeth, put a drop of Lugol's on my breast, and I'm significantly reducing my risk of breast cancer. No kidding. This topic will be in a future Green Medicine newsletter, which is why you might want to subscribe, in more detail, along with the citations for those who are scientifically inclined. There also will be a case report of a woman cured of severe fibrocystic breast disease in that future issue. To subscribe, go to all those W's and greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's all those W's and greenmedicinenewsletter.com, or call 1-800-528-0559. That's 1-800-528-0559. Well, remember now, ladies, talk with your doctor. If that doctor knows something about natural medicine, is skilled and knowledgeable in it, one or two drops of Lugol's iodine rubbed into the breasts once daily, and you cut your risk dramatically of breast cancer. How simple can it be? But it's not patentable. So you won't hear loud advertisements on TV, radio, or in the newspapers or anything about it. Lugol's iodine, one drop each day. Two drops each day if you wish. Won't hurt. And you significantly cut your risk of breast cancer.